I genuinely don't recognize the guy in the mirror that I was like 12 weeks ago. More first dates, more second dates, more girls in the bedroom, and it was all this program. You are the perfect coach.
Welcome to the Unapologetic Man Podcast, the only podcast that's all about self-improvement, confidence, success, women, and being a man without making any apologies for it. What is up, your champions? Thank you for tuning in to another episode of the UMP. And today, gentlemen, I got a good one for you, because when you listen to this podcast, but more specifically, when you come into my coaching program, you're going to have too many females. And that's almost a bigger problem than having too few females, because they talk to each other. You get a reputation. You get blown out so hard, your mustache blows off your best friend's face when they find out that you are a player. So we're going to talk about how to handle this situation. I'm also going to give you a template for how to break it off with women when you are over them without them getting too pissed at you, which they always do. But this is a really good template. So got a ton of really good information, gentlemen. So make sure to stay tuned until the very end, because you're going to want to hear this. Now, that excerpt at the beginning of the episode was from my boy, Matt. What is going on, Matt? He went through my 3-month coaching program, was so satisfied that he actually requested that him and I get on a Zoom call together. It was completely unsolicited. I wasn't even hit him up about it, but my guys get so much success that oftentimes those reviews that you see on my website, those case studies are unsolicited, meaning I didn't ask them. They said, hey, I want to tell you how pumped I am about this program. And guys, that in my opinion is the biggest testament that this program changes lives. Many times, especially when you're a dating coach, you have to coerce people. It's like pulling teeth to get these kinds of case studies, but they come easily for me because my guys get results. I care about my guys. I'm genuine. And of course, I use NLP, neuro-linguistic programming, to remap their brains. So of course, they're going to get results. And they do time and time again, getting too many women, which we're going to talk about today. One other quick announcement. Gentlemen, the Unapologetic Man podcast is growing exponentially. Why is it growing? It's because of you. You guys are leaving me reviews. You guys are following me on Spotify. You guys are sending out the love and telling your friends about this podcast, which is growing it exponentially. I got on this thing called Raphonic, and Raphonic basically tells you exactly how many listeners a podcast has, how many downloads each episode gets. And I don't know if you know this, but when it comes to podcasts, it's a little bit difficult to tell just how many downloads you get, because it's not really tracked very well through the platforms that you use. But this new software that I signed up for does an excellent job. And guys, I have the biggest dating podcast on the market. I looked at all the other ones and I'm like, holy dude, this shit's fucking growing, man. I didn't even realize how many listeners each episode gets. But guys, it is because of you. And I want to send you a sincere thank you, because I appreciate that you're following me, you're liking my content, you're leaving comments, you're following, you're sharing it with friends, telling your brothers about it, telling people who don't do good with women about it. That helps me so much. I cannot even express my gratitude to you, because again, the Unapologetic Man podcast is growing exponentially, and it's thanks to you. Final announcement, that little excerpt that you heard from Matt M giving his review, his case study about his experience in my 3-month coaching program, I'm going to leave the entire thing at the very end of this episode so you can check it out. You can see exactly the kind of results that he got, because he had zero, I'm talking bagel, women for what I believe was several years. When he came into the program, he was getting the same problem that you're about to get, which is too many women. How do you deal with it? How do you let them down gently so they don't get pissed off at you? And for God's sakes, how do you not get a bad reputation the way Mark Singh did when he lived in Arizona? We're going to go over all that today and more, including the breakup template, which I'm about to give you, but it's going to come at the end. So make sure you stay tuned throughout the entire episode. All right. So you guys are going to get game. And what I always tell my boys is this. In the beginning, when you first start getting good with women, you're going to have zero. It's going to be the Sahara Desert if that's what you're experiencing right now. You start getting good at approaching girls. You start getting on the dating apps the way I teach you. You employ what I call a top of funnel idea. And what happens is, once you click off a good approach to open to conversation to phone number, then from phone number to texting, texting to date, then from first date to second date to third date, then usually sex happens around the second or third date. Once you click that off, you are now understanding what it takes to be able to do so, and you're more likely to click it off again. So you go back in the field and you meet another girl, another girl, another girl, and then bam, you click it off again. Okay, you got two under the belt. Then you do it a third time, a fourth time. Once you do it like 4 to 5 times, I'm telling you, and listen very carefully, because this is going to be your experience. If, of course, you actually put yourself out there and try this stuff, it becomes, and forgive my analogy here, but it's a good analogy, a pussy avalanche, meaning that it's too much for you to handle. Girls start throwing themselves at you. Girls start doing insane psychotic shit like stalking you, making fake accounts to follow you on Instagram, showing up on your doorstep, which has happened to myself many times, as well as almost all of my clients. These chicks go stalker Texas Ranger. So at first you have famine, then you click off a couple of successes and you realize it's just about rinse and repeat. It's just about doing the same thing with every single girl, pretty much adjusting slightly for their own attitudes, for their own belief systems, for their own personalities. But generally speaking, each seduction goes in the same way. And once you click off like 3, 4, 5, 6, you can just repeat and repeat and repeat. And basically it's girls on command. When you want a girl, you could go get one. How good would that feel, brother? I want you to imagine right now that you can have any girl you see. That last girl that you saw either at the gym, the supermarket, the nightclub, the bar, wherever, that you were too afraid to approach, what would it be like to get her on command? I'm talking, she is unconsciously attracted to you. It's out of her control. It feels pretty darn good, let me tell you from experience. So the way this first starts is not a lot of girls, not a lot of girls, not a lot of girls, and then bam, it's an absolute flood. And usually when it comes to my 3-month coaching program, that happens in week 6. Week 6 is usually when the flood happens, and I liken it to a dam that gets a crack in it in like week 1. Then week 2, you get like a huge crack. Then week 3, a big piece comes off. Week 4, the hole starts getting bigger and bigger. And week 6, the dam breaks. And now you have the problem, too many girls. So you need to think tactically. So my first tip when it comes to this is be careful who you sleep with, you idiot. Because I know you're so horny, you'd fuck a snake if you could hold it straight. I know it's been so long that you've had sex, you only get your dick wet in the shower. I understand all this. I deal with clients on a day-to-day basis, many of whom are virgins, who start getting laid and they're like, oh my God, I'm in the promised land. This is heaven. I'm like a Taliban dude who blew himself up in a marketplace. And now I have 40 virgins all to myself, a harem that I can indulge in anytime I want. And my dick is getting wet outside the shower. But I want you to control yourself. Control that red helmeted warrior in your pants, because he's going to try to get you in to every single girl he knows he could get in with. But what's that going to do? That's right. It's going to blow out your reputation. So before you indulge in all that, think tactically. And this is why I say, gentlemen, it's okay for every single girl you meet to be attracted to you. It is not okay to indulge and have sex with all those girls, because you are going to blow out your reputation. So initially, you think tactically. Before you hook up with a girl, you see who her friends are. You see what kind of reputation she has. You see if she's a shit talker. Does she stab people in the back? Because I guarantee you, if a girl is talking shit about her friends, stabbing other people in the back, or worse yet, chopped her ex-boyfriend's dick off, you'd be very wise to avoid that chick and just have her attracted to you. So initially speaking, we want to go out and get as many women attracted to us as possible, as I always say. A woman being attracted to you is not a problem. If she catches feelings for you, that's not your problem, that's her problem. And it's okay for every single woman you meet to be attracted to you. So you get this superpower. You've clicked it off 3, 4, 5 times. And now you're like, okay, dude, I understand the code. I understand that little piece I was missing, or for some of you, a lot of pieces that were missing. And now I can click it off on command, but I'm going to step back a little bit. I am going to get every single girl attracted to me and just be like, eh, I'm good. Something a lot of you guys don't know about me is I was not obsessed with having sex with lots and lots of chicks. Although I did go through that phase. What I was obsessed with was getting a girl attracted to me and keeping her at arm's length and basically telling her no. Now this, just to let you into a little secret of my own life, was a dysfunction. I wanted to get girls attracted to me and even fall in love with me without letting them have me. Why? Because growing up, I felt I wasn't worthy of love. My first girlfriend cheated on me, and I heard her having sex in her dorm room. I was a complete zero with women, couldn't get laid if I was in a Tijuana brothel with $100 bills strapped to my penis, and I was horrible, horrible, horrible in every sense of the word when it came to seduction. So I wanted to master it, I wanted to get power, and I wanted to make women attracted to me, make them crazy for me, and tell them no. This, being a dysfunction, worked out for me in the end. Because as I had all these women attracted to me, specifically when I moved to Colorado, knowing why I blew out my reputation in Arizona, because I slept with as many girls as possible, let's just be honest, I switched it to, let's just get them attracted, keep them at arm's length, tell them no, get them obsessed with me so that my ego, which is all it was, can be fulfilled and I can finally feel like I'm loved. Obviously, I've worked on myself to the point where I've gotten over that, but I still do enjoy going out to the nightclubs and getting girls attracted to me. I let them down gently. I say, hey, I have a girlfriend, but you're super cool. Let's be friends. And it isn't that serious, but what I want to suggest to you is to do the same thing. Go out under the mindset of, I want every single girl attracted to me, and I will only execute, which means sleep with the girl, if she makes the cut. And if I decide that it's not going to blow up in my face because she's friends with Amy, who I slept with last week, or she's in a friends group where I've already slept with two girls in that friends group, it's okay again for her to be attracted to you. But the second you act on it, then we're getting into messy territory. We are getting into drama. We are getting into butthurt feelings. You are opening up a can of worms that is going to explode all over you if you indulge too much. So you gotta be smart, boys. You gotta think chess, not checkers. All right, so we're out there getting as many girls attracted to us as we can. We are beginning to click off having sex with different girls. But we do so in an intelligent way where we make sure the friend groups aren't really commingled, if that makes sense. So when I was deep in the nightclubs, essentially you have friend groups that come in. And what's really interesting is you have shifts. You have the typical Thursday night shift, the Friday night shift, the Saturday night shift. You have the chicks who are the shift of the happy hour on a Saturday or even the beach bar on a Sunday afternoon. They typically frequent the same places. So what you should do is frequent the same places on the same nights, but break up your nights because usually the Thursday night shift doesn't know the Friday night shift. And if they do, you keep the two away from each other as far as who you're going to date in those groups. Now, invariably, gentlemen, they are going to end up knowing each other. I don't care how big your city is. I live in Denver, Colorado. Chicks freaking know each other. You're like, how the fuck do you know this chick who lives in Fort Collins and you live in Colorado Springs? How the fuck? And that's like 2 hours away from each other. How do you know each other? They just do. So invariably, when you get good with women, they are going to know each other. And that brings us into the second phase. The second phase is you make girls no promises. If you're promising women that you're going to be their boyfriend or you're going to stay with them or you are sleeping with tons of chicks, but you tell her you're not, shit's going to blow up in your face. Guaranteed, as it did for me in Arizona. Do you know why I moved to Colorado? First of all, I moved here because it's goddamn beautiful. It's by far the best state in the union. There's pine trees, hot chicks, mountains, snowboarding, mountain biking, kayaking, fly fishing. It's the best state ever. But Arizona's awesome too, and I loved it. I moved here because I ruined my reputation. It seemed like every single girl knew who I was, and I just had to start from scratch. I don't want that to happen to you. So as you start sleeping with more girls, as you start building your funnel, more and more chicks coming in, never lie to them as I did, which was totally immature, totally stupid. I was young then. It's not an excuse, but I made my mistake and learned from it. Okay, we don't promise them anything we can't keep, such as I will be your boyfriend, I'm only sleeping with you, etc. What we tell them is, listen, I'm only sleeping with you, and I'm going to get to that in a second, boys, but I am talking to other girls. And yeah, if she asks, yeah, I kiss girls sometimes when we go on dates. Listen, I'm looking for my wife. That's what I would always say. And boys, it is genius. I learned this from a friend of mine who's also a really skilled pickup artist. One day he was telling me a story about how he told a girl, dude, I'm looking for my wife. Of course I'm going to be dating around. Of course I'm going to be talking to girls. I have a limited time, so I'm looking for my wife. Now that's exactly female thinking. I have a limited time, so I'm looking for my husband. So how can you fault a guy who's dating around, meeting lots of girls, if he's looking for his wife? Now back to my point about only sleeping with one girl at a time. That's what I suggest you do. If you meet a girl who you really like and you're sleeping with another girl, at least this is what I would do. I would blow out the girl I'm sleeping with right about the time I'm about to sleep with the next girl. In fact, I got this so pinpoint accurate that I would break up with the current girl I was seeing at like 3 p.m. and then sleep with the new one at like 7 p.m., rinse and repeat. Now, I was a douchebag, okay? And I changed my ways when I went to Colorado. I slept with far fewer girls. Instead, I focused on self-development and getting them attracted to me and just being like, nah, let's just be friends. But that's what I did when I was in Arizona. It would be one girl to the next, to the next, to the next, because I didn't want to lie to them. And they are going to ask you, are you sleeping with anybody else? Any girl who respects herself will probably walk away from you if you're sleeping with multiple girls, unless she too is sleeping with multiple guys. Now think about this. You tell a girl you're sleeping with multiple girls and she's okay with it. That night you're going down on her. I'm gonna tell you something, brother. You are licking the remnants of some other dude's dick that was just in her vagina because she is sleeping with other dudes. And you know what? If that's her prerogative, more power to her. I do not judge women who sleep around. It's their body, their right. Go ahead and do it. Shit, I did it. I don't agree necessarily today with what I did yesterday, but I did it and I own up to it and it is what it is. So if you're dating a girl and she asks you, are you sleeping with other girls? You're like, yeah. And she's like, okay, that's cool. You know she's sleeping with other dudes. I don't know about you, but I ain't down with that, okay? I'm not down to go down on her and taste another dude's junk because I like to run a clean battleship. But invariably, boys, and this is another point, you are playing with fire. You are gonna get girls mad at you. You are going to possibly sleep with a girl who's sleeping with a lot of guys. This is playing with fire when you're trying to get good with women, but I still believe it's worth it. Why? To be able to attract women on command is a skill set. That skill set can only be gained by dating lots of girls and experiencing them. Do you have to sleep with all of them? No. Just as I just told you, I could go out and sleep with nobody and still refine my game to a level where if I see a 10, I could get her. But because we as men like to have sex, you're gonna wanna dip in sometimes. Don't try to lie to me, bro. I know how you roll. I know on a Friday night, you end the week stress gaming and then you wish you could go yank girls. If you had this power, you would utilize it. And yes, you would sleep with chicks. So do as I did in my worst time, which was at the very most sleep with one girl all the time. And like walking across a pond, you don't want your left foot to leave the rock until your right foot is firmly in place on the next rock. And then your left foot again, firmly in place on the rock. And then you lift up that right foot. And on and on and on until you get across the pond. That's always the way I handled it. So sleeping with one girl at a time means you can be honest with them. And when they hit you up about it, are you sleeping with other girls? You say no, but I am seeing other girls. I'm talking to other girls. You can't blame me because I'm trying to find my wife. So tactically, you're seeing who knows each other and getting all girls attracted to you, but only pulling the trigger on the ones that you think are safe. You feel like they have a good moral compass. You feel like, yeah, they might be your wife. They might last. I wasn't just meeting, sleeping with, and ditching women because I was a douche canoe. Well, kind of I was. But in truth, I was looking for my wife. I was looking for that girl who was perfect for me. And invariably, because I'm very picky, as I'm sure you are too, I would see something I didn't like, something that was unacceptable, something that was a deal breaker, and I would blow them out, just like you're gonna do too. I guarantee you, for all the guys listening, if you had the power to get any woman you wanted, which by the way, I can give you, if you had that power, you would do exactly as I did, which is meet tons of chicks, sleep with the hot ones, see if they make the cut. If they don't, blow them out and go to the next one. And I did this until I met Marissa, and now I'm settled down with her. And in my opinion, she's a fucking 10. She's a perfect girl for me because I built the skill set. So having lots of women in your life, in my opinion, to build the skill set to get the one you really want is necessary, but do it smart, brother. Think tactically. Don't sleep with girls who too are mixing the apple juice with the orange juice, with the soda, with the vodka, and with the methamphetamine, because they're going to be mixing it all around town, thus increasing your chances of getting an STD. When they ask you you're sleeping with other girls, you say no, but I am talking to other girls. If that's a deal breaker for you, I understand. Let's go ahead and part ways. And that's what I would always say. Hey, listen, I'm talking to other girls, just as I'm sure, Sarah, you're talking to other guys. Come on, let's be honest with each other. But I'm not sleeping with anybody else. I'm sleeping with you. I like you the best. And that's something very, very important to say. Make her feel like she's number one and say, listen, if that's a deal breaker for you, I totally understand. Maybe we should just part ways. She's going to be like, no, I really like you too. I just want to make sure you're not sleeping with anybody else. And he said, no, I'm only sleeping with you. And we're going to continue on that trajectory until something else happens. Sounds good. And they always say, sounds good. Now, if girls tend to meet each other, you go with the old, hey, I'm looking for my wife excuse. It's kind of like you put up your hands like you're under arrest with the police and you're like, hey, I'm just looking for my wife here. I mean, you girls are on Tinder, aren't you? Are you trying to tell me I'm the only dude you dated? Come on, let's be realistic. You guys are doing the same thing. You're looking for your man, and no fault against you, because we have a limited time. We're not going to be here very long. I don't know about you, but I want a family. I want kids. So I'm looking for my wife. So yes, Sarah, I dated Kelly. Yes, Kelly, I dated Sarah. What's the big deal? I'm kicking it with you now, Kelly. What happened with Sarah is over. It's in the past. It obviously didn't work out. So why get butthurt about it? Do you hear me sleeping with all these other chicks? No, I didn't think so. And this two boys is why. You be careful who you sleep with. You don't dip too many times into the Thursday crew of girls who know each other. You mix it up as much as you can and you choose the best ones. Now, if you're texting with 5 to 10, 15, 20 chicks, as a lot of guys ask me about, brother, now you have quantity and from quantity comes quality. So what you do is you nix the girls who are boring to text with, who have different values, belief systems, and attitudes than you do. You are now in the selector role. So in my opinion, having too many girls to deal with is a great problem to have because you could start nixing them. And the crazy thing about it is this, when you nix them, they will come back if you want them to. I have nixed girls before, got into a little bit of a dry spell. I had like 10 girls that I nixed, texted all of them, and probably like 6 would come back into the bucket. Because it's human psychology to become more attracted to that which denied us. Now, this isn't game playing. This is you having options. Hey, dude, I'm talking to fucking 12 chicks right now. I just can't. Okay, I'm gonna nix 6 of them. And this is what you say. And by the way, gentlemen, this is a text that I say verbatim. So I want you guys to steal this. Hey, Kelly, I had a really great time with you, but I don't think we have enough chemistry to justify continuing this forward. I don't want to waste your time, so I think it's best that we part ways. You're an amazing woman, though, and whoever's lucky enough to get you is a lucky guy indeed. Take care and be well. That's the text, verbatim, boys, that I've sent time and time and time and time and time and time again to girls. And because you say, hey, I don't think we have enough chemistry to justify continuing this forward, she can't really argue with that. She may think you guys have enough chemistry, but chemistry is one of those opinion-based nebulous things that she may be like, oh, okay, I can see where he's coming from. Then you say, I don't want to waste your time. With women, time is extremely important because their biological clock is ticking. So if you say, I don't want to waste your time, she's like, oh, okay, he's being respectful of me. Then you say, I think it's best we part ways, and some lucky guy is going to be so pumped to meet you because you're an amazing woman. Take care and be well. I mean, look, sometimes girls are going to come back and get butthurt about that. Sometimes they're going to get mad and tell other girls who you're seeing that you did that. But it is what it is, man. You're looking for your wife. And that's the basic frame that you need to stick to. Hey, I'm talking to girls. I'm dating girls. And yes, I'm even sleeping with girls because I'm looking for my wife. Let me ask you this, boys, as a final thought. Do you think it's important that you have sexual chemistry with the chick who you're going to spend the rest of your life with? Goddamn right. It's absolutely essential. So you sleeping with the girl is necessary, isn't it? Before you settle down with her. So if they're like, oh, you're sleeping all around town, you'd be like, first of all, kind of creepy that you're following my reputation that closely. You stalking me? I see you outside my window stalking me, but let me go ahead and address your concern since you seem pretty pissed off about it. First of all, yes, I'm talking to a lot of girls because I'm looking for my wife. Secondly, those girls who I've slept with, I thought had potential, but we didn't have the necessary chemistry, in my opinion, to continue it forward. You'd do the same thing, wouldn't you? And she may be like, no, I wouldn't. You'd be like, really? You wouldn't go out there and try to meet as many people as possible. And if you thought the dude could possibly be your husband, see if you have sexual chemistry with him. Bullshit. I call bullshit, Kelly, because you know you're full of shit. So instead of focusing so much on me, let's go ahead and focus on you and think about how you're doing your dating life. Because my dating life is nobody's business but my own. Anyway, on to the next topic. And that's how you handle it, boys. You own your frame. You don't let women question you. And if they do, you say, dude, I'm looking for my wife. Let's look at you, little Miss Casanova. I see you on Tinder. I see you out in the nightclubs. Don't try to play like you're not doing the same thing. So instead of judging me, let's go ahead and look at you and see why you're judging me. Maybe it's because you feel insecure about what you're doing. If that's what's going on, I'm afraid I can't help you with that. And boys, that's how you handle girls who question you. That's how you handle girls who invariably are going to call you out because yes, you're talking to lots of girls, but it's always, I'm looking for my wife. I'm talking to lots of chicks. Yeah, I'll sleep with them. And if I blow them out, it's because we didn't have chemistry and I didn't want to waste their time. That's the way you date multiple women, which all you guys will be able to do if you would just fucking join us in my 3-month coaching program. I am going to leave Matt's testimonial starting right now. Gentlemen, I draw a podcast on Tuesdays and Thursdays, so please stay tuned for the next one and I will see you in the next episode. Ah! Roger up Matt's testimonial, Liam.
The last 12 weeks have just honestly been life-changing. I think you know all of the stuff that I was struggling with coming in. And I genuinely don't recognize the guy in the mirror that I was like 12 weeks ago. People at my job notice a difference in me when I go back and see my family. Hearing like your mom just be like, you just seem so happy. Like there's just something different about you. Like these aren't like solicited, seeking attention kind of things. It's just people just genuinely noticing a difference. I mean, not only the number of girls that I've gone out with, more first dates, more second dates, more girls in the bedroom over the last 12 weeks than, I mean, I couldn't tell you how long. And it was all this program, my job. Annualized out my income where I'm at today versus where I was at previously, and it is 51.1% higher. It's a lot of commission, which is a lot of working with the clients, frame controlling them, the confidence of picking up the phone, smiling and dialing, just closing deals. Income's gone up, notoriety around the office has gone up, the friend circle's growing. It's truly been life-changing. And I genuinely want to thank you.
Thank you, brother. That means the world to me. When you sent me that picture of that blonde that you yanked, I was like, yes, dude, that's the level. That's the starting level of where we want to get you to. And then the next week, I was like, hey, that girl who you're talking about right now, was it the blonde? And you're like, nah, it's a different girl. I was like, yes, dude, that's what's up. Hell yeah, no, pulling.
No longer, pussy's no longer on the pedestal. No more one-itis. I mean, yeah, I might get sprung in a second when she's hot, but no, it's not sprung, like hung up and clingy sprung. So just the mindset's completely different. The NLP, some of it was, a little painful to have to go back and remove some of those things, but I'm here to tell you, I still listen to those affirmations every night. It's part of my nighttime routine. Yeah. I feel joy in life. And I know it's just been 3 months, but like, before coming in, the one chick that I went through some bad stuff with, like it turned me into somebody that I wasn't. And it was very painful, like going through some of these things that, some of the exercise that I had to go to, but I would do it 1,000 times over. There's a guy in my office I'm trying to, push on in. He's a bit of a pussy, which is why he needs it. So might take a little more pushing, but Mark, this stuff is real. You know what you do is real, but I just wanted to take a minute after the call and just thank you for the life-changing knowledge and encouragement. And you are the perfect coach. I hear your voice in my head all day long with different interactions, with just funny little shit that you say, some of the lessons that you say, it's going to stick with me forever. So just thank you. Genuinely thank you.
You're welcome, brother. Thank you, man. I'm getting choked up. My purpose here is to help guys like you. So the fact that you just said that, I just feel shivers, man. Shivers. So thank you, Matt. I wish you nothing but the best. Don't be a stranger.
Appreciate you, Mark. I'll stay in touch.
All right, brother.
Thank you.
All right. See you again. Okay. See ya.
You're welcome. Bye.